The poor air quality and smoky conditions in the Bay Area are continuing to wreak havoc on local sports. The biggest impacts being seen at the high school level, where fall sports like football, water polo, and cross country are in playoffs. For a closer look, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Kevin Gorm, athletic director for Encinal High in Alameda. Mr. Gorm, thanks for joining us this morning. Football and cross country, I understand. Water polo, can that be moved indoors to where the air would be at least a little bit cleaner?
Well, we've been told that, and good morning, we've been told that even indoor sports are impacted, and we can't control, we don't know how to gauge the indoor AQI, so we've been told if the outside air is above 151, we have to cancel indoor sports as well.
So let's talk about these playoff games for the high schools in the North Coast section. Now, that's the area that essentially starts kind of along the peninsula. The East Bay heads on up into the North Bay counties. These games have already been rescheduled twice, if I'm not mistaken.
Three times, and we are scheduled, like my football team is scheduled to play tomorrow, but the chances of getting that in are slim to none, given the air quality just this morning and the prediction for tomorrow.
Can you give us any insight into how big of a backup and traffic jam, if you will, this is going to cause for school athletics in the area?
Well, it's like just my program alone has just been dramatically just juggling all of this. You have because the other sport that's been the fall sport that's been implicated is tennis. We've had to put off the tennis championships until after Thanksgiving. And then the other problem is that we've started winter sports, and that would be men's and women's soccer and men's and women's basketball, all have been impacted, and those sports haven't been able to practice or participate in games in over a week. And I have had to reschedule 6 games that we're going to start this week and this weekend for those sports.
There seem to be some issues, too, around the way various... So you have this governing body, the North Coast section. It's part of the CIF, the California Interscholastic Federation. But then each school district, or in the case of private schools, maybe the private school itself, has rules around what kids at that school can do.
Right, and it's been different. Some school districts are allowing their kids to participate indoors, while other districts are not allowing participation at any level, indoors or out. So, while the North Coast section is driving us and setting the playoffs and what days those are going to happen, we're also under the guidelines of our districts. And at the end of the day, it's really about kids' safety and kids' health.
It's obviously causing a lot of headaches for the grown-ups like you who are responsible for scheduling and arranging this stuff. How are the kids reacting?
You know, it's. I think kids at this point are understanding that they don't feel well, and that the rescheduling of games is because of their taking their best interest. But it is frustrating now. You know, like my football team has been rescheduled 3 or 4 times. Keeping them motivated to play this game has been kind of tough.
Thank you for your time this morning. Kevin Gorm, the athletic director at Encinal High School in Alameda, one of the many North Coast section schools still waiting this morning to find out about playoff games or postseason championships in other sports. The Central Coast section has moved a whole bunch of football games and other events, you could say over the hill, to places like Pacific Grove, Salinas, and Watsonville, where the air quality is expected to be a bit better.